Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad to be coming here once again this morning, and I'm still sharing concerning God at work. God at work. Yesterday we started talking about God at work in you, and that God is at work in you both to will and to do of His own good pleasure. You see, God doesn't give us instructions and leave us on our own to do it. He gives us instructions and helps us. Isn't it wonderful? God helps us. God is always helping. I would say He sent the Holy Spirit to be a helper, to help us to obey Him, to help us to do what He wants. You see, God is not a God who sits somewhere and gives unnecessary instructions and, you know, waits for you to do it. No, He gives the instructions, come into you and help you. Paul said, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Oh, hallelujah. Today I want us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 4. This is Paul talking. It says, and such trust have we through Christ to Godward, or towards God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. This is not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Now, the Amplified enlightens us some more for verse 5. Okay, let me read from verse 4 into verse 5, the Amplified. It is such the reliance and confidence that we have through Christ toward and with reference to God. Not that we are fit, qualified, and sufficient in ability of ourselves to form personal judgments or to claim or count anything as coming from us, but our power and ability and sufficiency are from God. Our power and ability and our sufficiency is from God. So there is nothing that Paul could do on his own. Everything that he did depending on the power of God that was inside him. There's nothing that you can also do. You can't obey God, really. You can't please God unless God is working in you. And thank God, God is working in you. Hallelujah. So all you need to do, your job, is to acknowledge the fact that He's working in you. You see, God is working in you. So I'm helped. I can obey God. I can be pleasing to God. I can live that sinless life that God wants me to live. I can live that righteous life that God has given to me in Christ Jesus. The life of God is working in me because God is at work with me. Now when you go to Hebrews chapter 13, let me read from verse 20, it's even emphasized some more. This particular concept is emphasized some more. I said grace means God at work. That's what grace means. Grace means you at rest and God at work. So rest in God. All you need to do is to rest in God and just acknowledge God, that God, you are the one doing this. You are the one who's going to do this in my life. You help me to get this done. Maybe there's a project you need to get done and you realize that you don't have any ability in you to get it done. Well, God is there to provide that ability from within for you and strengthen you to do it. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 13, I'm reading from verse 20, it says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, it says, make you perfect in every good work, to do His will. Have you seen it? To do His will. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. To whom be glory forever and ever. Let me read it again. Probably you didn't get it. It says, may God make you perfect in every good work to do His will. Then it says, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight. He's working in you, okay, so that you might do that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, God is working in you. I want you to say to yourself today, God is working in me. I'm at rest. I refuse to work anything out. God is working in me. He says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Not on your own, for God is all the while at work in you, both to will and to do of His own good pleasure. God is working in you, and God will help you. God will lead you to the right place. He will lead you to the right people. Don't be afraid of your growth. Don't wonder, how am I going to grow? God will lead you, because God is working in you. Count on His working in you, and depend on His working in you, and watch yourself grow, watch yourself increase, watch yourself do things that you never thought you could do. Watch yourself preach. You may think you'll never be able to preach. God can help you preach. You may think you'll never be able to do that, accomplish that goal that God has put before you. Well, God gave you that goal because He's inside you to help you to perform that goal. I love you very much, and I see you succeeding on every side because God is not a failure. God is a success, and God is working in you. If He didn't fail with Abraham or Isaac or Joseph, or fail with Peter and John and all those guys, He will not fail with you. You're not the first project for Him to fail. He's going to succeed with you. So count on Him because He's working in you. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.